And the horse wears these on his
hoof.
Plural.
Hooves.
And a male sheep is called a.
What is a male sheep called? I don't know.
Use this, for instance, to break down a door. They use a battering.
Ram, right, ram.
And a female sheep is called a. Okay.
What about the word roan? Is that?
No, that'd be a horse. Oh. But have you ever heard the word ewe for a female sheep?
Yeah, I've seen it since growing up, but I never heard it when I was a kid, though.
Okay. Would you pronounce it, though, just.
Ewe.
And the sheep has, the substance the sheep has on its back.
Wool.
Now, would you just try to remember some of the street games that you played as a kid? You know, especially games that had chants and things, you know? All different kinds of games that you played in the street.
That had chants, too?
Not only that. Mm-hmm. I think some of those and other games.
Hide and go seek. And kick the can.
All right.
What else did we play, street game? A rugby and cricket.
Played this in the street?
Yeah.
How'd you play cricket?
Three cans.
Yeah.
And a guy about 50 feet from you with three cans there and a rubber ball and each person having a stick. And then two fellows to a team.
Mm-hmm.
One fellow with a stick and a guy behind him, he's on an opposing team, and the other fellow at the other end with a stick, and the guy behind him on the opposing team. The fellow with the ball on the defensive team would roll the ball toward the cans at the fellow 50 feet away, and he would swing. And the art of it was you'd have to put enough English on the ball so that it would get just about to him and it would slow up and he'd swing and miss. It would hit the cans and knock them down.
Oh, I see.
If it missed the can, the guy with behind him would catch the ball and hit the cans before he put his stick back down to a square that was drawn in front of the can.
I see.
Was called cricket, and it became quite artful.
Yeah.
And some guys would purposely, if the guy swung and missed the ball, he would let it pass it. And this guy, he would run to the opposite end and place his stick in the circle. The guy on the opposite end would run here and place his stick in the circle. That's 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy behind the can, using his art and his skill, he would let the ball go past him. He would grab the ball. When these guys are exchanging, he would throw the ball and hit the cans.
Uh-huh.
And
I see.
Then they would change sides once you knock the cans.
Yeah, three guys on each side.
Two on each side. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. There's a catcher then and a batter.
Right, and a catcher and a batter.
Uh-huh.
And then the game would be 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 points, and then you were the victor.
I see.
And so these guys would be swinging at this ball that would be thrown by either one of the defensive teams.
How was rugby played?
Rugby was played with a ball, a baseball or a football, but preferably a football or some soft ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have opposing teams. It was almost like touch football.
Mm-hmm.
We called it rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be either with tag or tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Many bones got snapped.
I see. They played in the street.
They played it in the street. And when you played in the street, you had to be very careful.
Uh-huh.
And it was never a tackle in the street.
Uh-huh. That would be kind of soft.
If it was on the grass, then
they made a tackle.
But the skill was developing plays.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did it differ from football? Was it had the same rules as football, four downs and so forth?
It had the same rules, but it didn't have as many men.
I see.